far as it is with that naming thing.
I don't think I can name these. What are some of the towns around here and around Mustang that were once large? Well, what are some of them that are here now? Amber, Mustang.
Oh, Amber, Tuttle, Mustang, Minco, Cohasset, Union City, Yukon. Any news in the paper?
Much.
How about some of them that were large and have gone downhill?
Well, we never had any very big towns in this part of Oklahoma.
Big for the time, maybe.
El Reno is one town that has deteriorated very much. It's the county seat of Canadian County. And I don't believe it's as large as it was 20 years ago. It hasn't grown much in that time. And I don't know, Yukon has grown. It's kind of a suburban town out of Oklahoma City, see. And all the way in. And this past year, they have really built up in Yukon.
Yeah, they're advertising on the radio now. Come to Yukon. Work in Oklahoma City, but come to Yukon.
Well, Yukon was always a nice little town. It was our trading post from the time it was founded. So the railroad, the Frisco Railroad, came through, and we could get little things at Mustang. But we always drove the 9 miles in a wagon. Or in a spring wagon to Yukon.
And you crossed over the ford. They didn't have a ferry then, did they?
We didn't have to cross the river to get to Yukon from Mustang. We were taking two rivers. The North Canadian is north of Yukon. South Canadian is south of where we lived. We had 9 miles. We just had one creek through there that had to be bridged. Of course, in the early days, it wasn't bridged.
What's the largest church denomination around here? Methodist?
Baptist.
Well, I think that's common in all of Oklahoma.
I believe it is too. I think that they've outgrown any of the churches in the last few years.
If people study to become members of the church and then they become members, you say they've done what? I didn't word that well. Well, people are interested in the church, and then they study, they take vows, and they become members. You say they've
affiliated with the church or joined the church, but they.
And you pray to.
There is a term there for that, especially in the Baptist or in the Catholic and the Episcopal churches.
Consecration.
They have a period of studying consecration that has a special word, but I can't think what it is.
My wife's an Episcopalian. I was baptized a Methodist, and I'm just sort of a goer now for the Episcopalian now and then. I'm not a steady goer. I may become one, but time
will tell. Episcopalian churches, a branch of the Church of England, it's really an offshoot of the Catholic Church, but it usually makes most Episcopalians very angry to say so, because they left through.
Yeah, well, the one I would join would be the Protestant Episcopal Church, not the Catholic Episcopal Church. I think there is a difference.
Yes, there's a difference.
The high church and the little church.
Oh, I like the Episcopal Church much better. And of course, most of the people in Great Britain are Episcopalians. My father and mother were